Welcome back to the Luck Changers Podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, my co-host, Tone.
Good evening, boys.
Welcome back, Tone, and our moderator, AJ.
Ballin'.
He is back. And our editor, DC, he is on headphones, not on mic. So, boys, it was a weird week last week. It's been a weird last couple weeks with all these upsets, some of these spreads not making sense, but all in all, they end up making sense. It was a rough week in all for me. Tone, do you got any takes on the week?
Betting is hard.
Amen, brother. It's not easy. AJ, I'll go ahead and just throw the recap to you. We don't need to waste these people's time with how shitty we are.
All right, yeah, we stunk. But overall, we're still looking good for the yearly total. You know, the cool thing is it's Thanksgiving. We got three games on Thursday. We're all going to be with our families, eating a lot of good food, watching football. So we're going to have a good, solid week this week. That's all we need to know for this week.
Perfect.
Yeah. Looking forward to this week. Looking forward to Thanksgiving. Looking forward to the sode. I'm going to be asking you guys for your power rankings. And I want to get your guys' opinions because I personally would like to take a three-team teaser. So that's something I'm going to be asking you guys for Thursday's games, if you guys could. And other than that, we'll do our DKs, we'll do our picks, our questions, and a lot of good stuff coming up.
Yeah, for sure. It was a rough week. I believe I put out 9 bets. I went 4-5. I lost my 2-unit guy. But if you listen to the college episode, I did throw my NLOD out there. I didn't really specify, but I threw three units on a teaser. Go ahead, check that episode out if you haven't yet. Had a good time with 1899, guys, as always. And yeah, what do we want to start with first? I think it's everyone's favorite time of the show, isn't it?
What did he say?
All right, it's what did he say, and you guys are slowly making a comeback. It's LCP 5, DSay 7. We can see how you guys fare out this week. It's been posted to social media. We already got some feedback, so we'll rally back around that towards the end. I'll go ahead and lay down the question and let you guys think about it. It's what did he say? Who was the last running back to lead the NFL in rushing who also led the nation in college football?
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's our question. So,
did you get it right, moderator?
I did get this one right.
All right. I think I got it.
Yeah. I got this one right. So, now that we've wrapped that up, before we get into the lines, like I said, we did a fourth of the way there power rankings. We did a halfway there power rankings. And I guess this would kind of be our three quarters of the way power rankings.
Indeed.
I want to start from 5. And work our way up to 1. So, Nate, I got you first. You want to go ahead and give me your number 5?
Yeah, man, this was really tough. I had a team down there at 5, and at the very last second I moved them, and that was the Patriots. I had them in the top 5 spot, but I ended up putting them at 6, and I moved the Kansas City Chiefs. They've been playing really well lately, and it's hard to knock a team that's been to the Super Bowl back-to-back years, and now they're starting to really find their way. Their defense looked really good last week against Dallas, so in my number 5 spot, I got to put the Kansas City Chiefs.
I love it. I mean, I didn't knock them out of my top 5. I actually had a couple teams on the outer banks because it's kind of tough.
Ooh.
But coming in at 5th, I have the Patriots.
Oh,
their defense is elite, and with Belichick and Mac Jones is doing his thing, and I don't know. They're a solid squad.
Yeah, see, we were right there. I even had the Ravens kind of up there. I was thinking about putting them up there, but they've only lost 3 games. I just don't.
I mean, it's hard not to put the Packers up there. I know they have injuries now, which is why I didn't put them up there. Same with the Bills. They've been underwhelming. Yeah. The Cowboys have been underwhelming, but the Patriots, they've earned it. They deserve it.
Cool. I'm interested to see the rest of your 5 if you didn't have the Packers in there. So are we just going to run that back to me for my 4th spot?
Yeah, go ahead. Give us your
perfect.
4th.
So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead with the Los Angeles Rams. So I know they lost Robert Woods for the year, which is a killer not only for the pass game, but he worked a lot blocking and getting the ball out of the backfield. So I don't mind Odell. Maybe he's got a couple more weeks to figure out this offense. They're coming off a bye. So at my 4th spot, I do still have the Rams. I'm not completely dismissed of them quite yet after a couple losses.
Yeah, I mean, they're figuring out. There's a ton of parity in the NFL this week, or this year, in fact. which makes it awesome. So everything's very subjective, very arbitrary. For me at the fourth spot, I got the Cardinals. I know Kyler Murray's hurt, DeAndre's banged up, Chase Edmonds is hurt, but they've still found a way to be competitive and win games. So I just think they're too tough to leave out. Give me the Cardinals at the fourth spot.
Wow. Interesting. Putting them at four. For my third spot, I got the Green Bay Packers. They did come off a loss against my Minnesota Vikings, but I think they have a good chance to bounce back this week against the Rams. Battle between my three and four spot. I'm super NFC heavy still. I don't know, man. This Packers team is really good. Devontae is the best receiver right now, close behind Justin Jefferson, just saying. But I love this Packers team at number three.
Yeah, the Packers are great. They're just really banged up.
Mm-hmm.
At my three spot, I got to go with the Rams. So I feel like they're a tough squad still. They've lost two straight, so I know a lot of people are down on them, but they're tough overall. I got to take them at three.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, with my second team, I'm going with the former Super Bowl champs in that number two spot. They ended up losing two games straight, but they got a big win last night, Monday night. We're recording on a Tuesday, just a heads up. And I just like this Bucks team at the number two spot. I just couldn't put them above my number one team quite yet.
My number two spot's going to be shocking, but man, they have really stepped it up. People thought they had them figured out, but they don't. I got to run back the Chiefs. They're seeming to be back to what they were. Their defense is stepping it up. Maybe it's a little premature, but give me the Chiefs at number two.
Huh, interesting. So that's why I was so baffled about your team at the number four spot, because they're my number one, the Cardinals. They're the only two-loss team in the NFL right now. Even without Kyler Murray, Colt McCoy still getting it done, winning two of the last three. It's hard to put them out of number one spot because they have the best record in the NFL, and with Kyler getting back healthy, the weapons they have out there with Hopkins, A.J. Green, Christian Kirk, Rondale Moore, James Conner is having an unbelievable season, and that defense is nothing to sneeze at. So I love this Cardinals team at number one.
So my number one team, it hasn't changed. For me, it's the Bucks. I know they dropped two straight, but they're a little banged up. They got some injuries. Tom is just in prime form. Their defense is solid. They got a ton of weapons on offense, so they're going to remain number one. We'll see when we come back at the end of the year, but I like the Bucks number one.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can't wait to get this graphic out, because other than the Chiefs, I think I have four of the same teams the same in my power rankings as I did a few weeks ago. So
yeah, and we remain pretty NFC heavy. I mean, that's just the way the season's been. AFC's been looking a little rough. It's felt like the Bills were going to be the big contender, and they have just been absolutely atrocious. And honestly, the Colts look like one of the teams to beat, but they still don't have the best record.
They're the hottest team in the NFL right this second. Yeah, for sure.
I do want to say I am feeling like the Patriots could be in the Super Bowl this year.
I mean, it's
I don't disagree with you at all.
I can see it. They look so good, and I just feel like Patriots versus Buccaneers in the Super Bowl would be like the greatest Super Bowl matchup of all time.
It would be intriguing for sure.
Ratings.
Yeah. So Patriots are a team to watch for, because the AFC is not that tough. I think they could get the Chiefs if they really wanted to. And the NFC is going to be fun to watch because they are tough. But real quick, they say that good teams win, great teams cover. So just for fun, I was looking at this. Top five teams against the spread this year.
The Vikings are number one.
Okay, I was going to say, do you guys want to take any quick guesses before I drop the top five?
I can't try. I won't guess the top five, but I'm going to say the Vikings are number one.
Okay. All right. Number one, Green Bay.
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking teasing.
9-2 against the spread.
Yeah, that's
number two, Dallas Cowboys, 8-2 against the spread. Number three, Arizona Cardinals, 8-3 against the spread. Number four, New England, 7-4. And top five, Tennessee Titans, 7-4. Minnesota was 6-4.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about teasing because those fuckers are undefeated.
Would either of you guys like to take a shot at who is the least at the bottom of covering against the spread?
The Jets.
Jets are last place, 2-8 against the spread.
Yeah, well, I bet on them a couple times, unfortunately, and well.
Washington 3-7, Kansas City 4-7.
Yeah, Kansas City definitely is a given to be up there.
Yep. So, all right, well, that's our 3-4 power rankings, and I guess we'll come back week 16, 17, and we'll get you guys' final power rankings before the playoffs come.
Can't wait.
All right, so we'll go ahead and jump to the week 12 lines. Like we said, it's Thanksgiving this Thursday. We got a 3-game slate coming up. Good chance to have some food with your family and watch some competitive football, hopefully. And the first game is going to start off real interesting because we have the 0-9-1 Detroit Lions hosting the Bears, and they are coming off of a tie and then a very close game where they almost won. They're knocking on the door. The Bears look terrible. We'll get your guys' lines, but then I want to know, is this the week the Lions get in the win column? We have the 3-7 Chicago Bears, -3.5 points, traveling to Detroit, take on the Lions, over-under first game, 41 points.
So a couple weeks ago on the show, I did mention that I think this could possibly be the Lions' first win. I would love to stick by that. I don't know if I can do it. I am going to lean, though. The Bears are banged up. Justin Fields is doubtful to play. Allen Robinson's out. Khalil Mack's out for the season. Jared Goff could come back. Who knows what's going to happen? In their first matchup, the Lions lost 24-14 on the road. DeAndre Swift only had 16 rushing yards. I can't imagine that happens again. If I had a gun to my head, I would take the Lions +3.5. Fortunately, I don't, so I'm just going to lean it. I'm going to pass. I'm going to enjoy my turkey day and watch this one from the sidelines.
Yeah, so it's been reported that after this Thanksgiving game, Matt Nagy will no longer have a job as the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
Oof.
So I think that weighs a lot on the Chicago Bears' mind. Obviously, they're like Tona mentioned, no Justin Fields. DeAndre Swift, though, he looked so good last week against the Browns, and he's the only one who really did anything, and I think Goff goes out there and plays. It's Thanksgiving. I think the Lions go out there and win this ball game.
Yes.
But I'm going to go ahead and not take any money lines. I'm not going to be silly. I'm going to take the spread. Okay. I'm going to take the Lions getting 3.5. This is my third time market, third time of saying this. The Lions win a game. So
Okay. Detroit is +155 on the money line for anyone who is interested in taking them straight up. I was doing some, I guess you could call it research, because I was really curious, why is Detroit on Thanksgiving every year? Because they stink. No one really likes Detroit. So just real quick, Detroit is 37-41-2 on Thanksgiving. Basically, they play every year because it's a tradition that started by their owner in 1934. They were getting no fans, and the Detroit Tigers own the city of Detroit as far as sports goes. So this guy decided, let's play on Thanksgiving to attract fans. And ever since 1934, they've been playing NFL football on Thanksgiving.
Interesting.
So they very.
They featured the Lions every year, so lucky us to have to get to watch that. So I'm going to go on record. Detroit is getting a dub Thursday.
Love it.
I feel good about it.
They got a chance. I love think it's a good spot for them to win a game.
So after that stinky game's over with, we have the 5-5 Las Vegas Raiders. We have them at +9. They're traveling to Dallas to take on the 7-3 Cowboys. Over-under for this game, 51 points.
So no Amari Cooper, no CeeDee Lamb. Ezekiel Elliott's not looking well to play. Dak's still rehabbing or coming back from his injury. I know he played last week, the last couple weeks, but I don't see this Cowboys team scoring many points. This Raiders offense has not looked good. Darren Waller is about the best they have. Josh Jacobs has looked all right, nothing crazy. But I had it at first. I liked the Raiders +7, and now I don't like them at 9 for some reason. It's weird. But I'll go ahead and have a play. I'm going to take the under of 51. I can imagine it being a slow-paced game to start, and I can't imagine either team getting up +28.
Yeah, I can't necessarily disagree with that. To me, I just don't understand why the Cowboys are giving almost double digits to anyone. Like you said, they're without CeeDee Lamb. They're without Amari Cooper. Zeke's banged up. I just don't understand it. I know the Raiders have been suspect. I said this on the show last week, but they have not covered since week 7. They've lost 3 straight. They're due to cover. Their offense is underwhelming, of course, but Derek Carr is not that bad. We know Darren Waller's a beast. Their defense is tough. I don't think they're going to win. I like that they can keep it in, you know, double digits. Give me the Raiders +9. I love the under as well, but I'm actually not allowing myself to take any over-unders the rest of the year. It's official. So I love the under 51, but I'm going to take the Raiders +9.
All right, so Thursday is starting to come to a close. The food is settled. Hopefully everything tasted good. And you're kicking back, and you got the last game of the day for Thanksgiving. We have the 6-4 Buffalo Bills. They're -4.5 points. They got a lot to prove. They're traveling down to New Orleans to take on the 5-5 Saints. Over-under for this game is 46 points. Who do you guys like on the last game for Thanksgiving?
So I got to take a completely public play. I can't help it. The Saints are just too banged up for me. We know they're without Alvin Kamara. Now Troutman's out. He's pretty solid at tight end for them. I know that a run strength as far as their defense goes, that doesn't affect the Bills. The Bills don't run the ball well. I imagine they're going to bounce back. They've definitely been underwhelming. I feel like I hate doing this. I'm going to take the Bills -4.5 on the road.
Nice.
I think this is a bounce back spot for them. They're in prime time. And honestly, they kind of really need this win as far as their season goes,
yeah,
where their seeds are going to lie, etc. So give me the Bills -4.5. Hate to do it. Might want to fade it.
Yeah, I feel like Vegas these past few weeks have been getting these Bills lines completely wrong. And I think they may have done it again. On the road, I think you can find them at 5.5 some places. So on the road, you're saying this Bills team 7.5, 8 points better. Overall, I'm going to have to go against you. I'll only take 4.5, that's fine. If you can find 5.5, even better. But I'm going to take the Saints at home getting that 4.5 points. Alvin says he's feeling better. I can't imagine he comes back and plays, but Mark Ingram has looked good in that backfield. They got a good backup tight end in Johnson. And I don't know, man. I have a weird feeling that the Saints team's going to cover.
Nice. Love that, Ed.
All right. We got a head-to-head and no luck it ends to round out Thanksgiving. And like I said, a degenerate like me, I am going to be hosting Thanksgiving, and there's the stress of hosting. There's the excitement of hosting. What better way to relieve my stress than to gamble on football? And I'm looking to put in a three-team teaser to go with the three games. So if you guys don't mind, it's completely off record. Fade it or tail it or disregard it completely. This is for my ears only. Any of you guys want to cook up a little three-team teaser for me that I can tail?
Sure. I mean, the number one rule as far as sports betting goes is no three-team teasers. But, I mean, more power to you. Makes it fun all throughout the day, especially if you hit those first two legs and you're cooking all day. It's fun. So, I got something cooked up for you.
Okay.
So, I'm going to take this lines over-under, and I'm going to take it from 41 up to 47 and take that under. There's not going to be a lot of points scored. Andy Dalton's not going to be throwing the ball downfield very much. I expect a lot of runs from each side of the field. Even if Jared Goff plays, No, he's not going to be 100% healthy. So I'm going to put that under 47. Then what you're going to want to do is take that Cowboys game, and you're going to want to take that this one's so tough. Do I have to include all three games in the three-team teaser?
Yeah, do whatever
you want
to
do. Is that
the rule? Yeah, it's your show.
I know. I'll play fair. You're going to take the over-under. Go ahead. Take it up to 57, take the under. And for that last game, the Bills, go ahead and take the Saints up to +10.5.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I hate three-team teasers as well. But for the sake of doing this, I really enjoy that. I'll take the Lions +9.5. I got to always take that under 57. And then I'll take the Bills +1.5, 2, whatever it is. Because I think the
2.5, I think.
I think they can definitely at least cover that.
Interesting. Okay.
All right.
You got yourself some decisions to make, but that second game seems pretty clear for you.
Well, it sounds like, yeah, the second game we agree on, under 57.
Right.
So.
And, I mean, cool. He took the Lions +9.5. I took them 3.5. So.
Right. So there's two legs that are pretty solid.
Right.
Cool. I like it.
You can make a five-team teaser out of it if you really wanted to.
There you go.
If you want to make your dreams come true.
Yeah. All right. So Thanksgiving's over. We're heading to Sunday. Let's jump to the 1 o'clock games here. To start off our slate, we have the 5-4-1 Pittsburgh Steelers You have them at plus 3.5. You may also be able to find them at plus 4.5. They're traveling to Cincinnati to take on the 6-4 Bengals. Over-under for this game, 45.5 points. What do you guys like for this one?
I'm excited for this divisional matchup just because they're in our division as far as the Browns go. I got to pass it. I would love to lean towards the Bengals. I'd probably lean towards the over as well. I don't trust the Steelers offense. I don't know what if Mika Fitzpatrick's back. I don't know what's going to happen with their defense, if TJ Watt's going to be back. There's just too much uncertainty for me, so I got to pass this game.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly would lean towards the Steelers just based on how well they've been able to cover these last few weeks. I think they need to win more, even though it's just a weird spot. I'm going to pass. It is such a weird spot for both teams. It should be a fun game to watch on the 1 o'clock slate. I want no parts of it. It's probably going to be on TV since the Browns are Sunday night, I believe. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun game to watch, but that's going to be a double pass.
All right, next game, this is going to be a really fun game. We have the 6-3 defending Super Bowl champs, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are minus 2.5 points, and they are traveling to Indianapolis to take on the Colts, who are, like you said, probably the hottest team in the NFL right now. Over-under for this game is at 51 points. What are you guys thinking for this one?
So I almost had a double play on this. So at first, I love the over of 51. I think since that last Buccaneers game on Monday night, soared under only at 40. But the Buccaneers did their job. They scored 30. And like we're talking about, this Indianapolis Colts offense is unbelievable. So I just talked myself into it. I've got a double bet on this game. So first off, I'm going to take the over of 51. I'm going to also have a first leg of my teaser. I'm going to take that Colts from 2.5 up to getting 8.5. It's such a good spot for them. Hottest team in the NFL right now. Coming back at home. The Bucs played on Monday night. I think that's just a perfect spot for them to at least cover at least a touchdown. So I'm going to take that with I just throw my second leg out there. Isn't that how we've been doing it? Mm-hmm. So it's the next game anyway. I'm also going to take the Dolphins from plus 2 up to plus 8. I'll kind of talk about it when we bring it up.
I love this Colts team, so I love them last week, plus 7. I told you guys to sprinkle on the money line. Hopefully you listen. I love them again this week versus the Bucs at home. The Bucs are on a short week. The Bucs are actually, as a road team, are 2-3 straight up, and only 1-4 against the spread. I don't trust them at all on the road. It's just out of Tom Brady's element. I think the Colts' D, combined with the powerful rushing attack, they definitely should keep this game close. I will also make this the first leg of my teaser. I'm going to take the Colts plus 8.5. I'm going to pair them with the Vikings plus 9. We'll say this later on, but the Vikings, if you've teased them every game this year, you have not lost. I'm sure they're due to lose that, but I'm going to keep riding that trend until it's over. So I will take the Colts plus 8.5 with the Vikings plus 9.
Love it.
I like that. We love the Vikings on a teaser. Let's go to the next game. We got the 5-6 Carolina Panthers. They are minus 2, and they are traveling to Miami to take on the 4-7 Dolphins. Over-under for this game, 41.5 points.
Yeah, this honestly should be a pretty interesting game. I love teasing the Dolphins up to 8. I just can't do it. I mean, I imagine they should cover that. I'm just going to watch you and root for you on the sidelines, so I'll ultimately pass this game. Too much uncertainty. Cam's back. They were underwhelming last week. They're on the road this week. I'll go ahead and pass.
Yeah, big reason why I took it. I mean, it's super exciting to see Cam back. It was fun. But you got to think this guy has been sitting at home in the free agents for quite some time. You surround him with a team that's not very good. You have two playmakers on offense, and that's it. And this defense has been crumbling lately. And the Dolphins haven't been playing too bad. The last three games are only allowing 12 points a game or somewhere around there. So at home, I think this is a good spot, at least to cover.
All right, our next game we have the 8-3 Tennessee Titans. They are plus 6.5 points, coming off of a pretty stinky performance.
Mm-hmm.
And they are traveling to Foxborough to take on the 7-4 Patriots. Over-under for this game, 44 points.
Yeah, so the last three games Patriots have played, they've outscored their opponents 94-13. Oof. That's insane. And they've won five straight, but they're only 2-4 at home. And I just, I know we were talking a lot of trash about the Titans, but 6.5 points is a ton, and I think they got this line wrong as well. I think the Titans cover. I think they have a good chance to go out and win the game. They're still 8-3. I mean, no Derrick Henry. I know that's huge, but Tannehill is not going to go out there. Another 4 interceptions. I think they keep it close, but getting 6.5, I think they got that wrong. So I'm going to take the Titans getting 6.5 all day.
Like you had mentioned, I mean, Tannehill threw 4 picks last week. A.J. Brown left the game early. 97% of the money line bets are on the Patriots. 72% against the spread are on the Patriots. These numbers are not sustainable as far as Vegas goes. We know they don't give us a lot of free stuff, freebies. I love freebies. I don't think this is the week. We're going to look that in. I'm going to take the Titans plus 6.5. Again, I think they should have A.J. Brown back. I don't think Tannehill will throw 4 picks. I do think that it will be a close game, probably a lower scoring game. Might lean towards under. But the Titans team, they're tough. We've kind of poo-pooed on them a little bit here and there, but they didn't win 5 straight for nothing. So I will go ahead and take the Titans plus 6.5, hoping it's a close game.
First luck at end of the week.
We'll get back on track.
We have the 5-6 Philadelphia Eagles. They are -3. They are traveling to New York to take on the 3-6 Giants. Over-under for this game, 46 points.
I got to pass this one. I kind of just hate betting on both these teams. I would lean towards the Eagles because they've just shown out. They've been on the up and up. Jalen Hurts is doing phenomenal things. I can't do it. The Giants at home, hopefully they'll be a little tougher. I would never put my money on that, though. I'll pass this game.
Yeah, so initially, before I seen the news that the Giants ended up firing their offensive coordinators, former head coach for the Cowboys, Jason Garrett, he is gone. So I love the under initially, but now I think this Giants offense kind of plays a little bit better this week, and everything's changed. And at home, I flipped this whole pick around ever since that firing, and I think the Giants go out there and get a win. I'm going to take them getting that 3 points against the Red Hot Eagles team. And I think they slow down eventually. I think this is the week in New York that the Eagles just, I don't know, I think the Giants team goes out and plays really well. So Giants +3.
All right. We have the 4-6 Atlanta Falcons. It was a pick. It shifted to -1. So keep your eye on that line. 4-6 Falcons, -1. They're traveling to Jacksonville to take on the 2-8 Jaguars. Over-under for this game, 46 points.
Yeah, so I had that crazy stat about the Patriots, but even crazier, the last 2 games, the Falcons are outscored 68-3.
Ooh,
I can't make this up. It's insane. So, a bad team versus bad team. The Falcons are pretty good against bad teams, but this line is a little fishy and it's kind of scary. Too scary for me. I'm gonna end up passing this one. It's this one's for the birds.
Or the Falcons.
Full pun. I like that. I do think this is an ugly game. I mean, to me, this is a perfect bounce back spot for the Falcons. They have 3 combined points in the last 2 games. That's not going to keep continuing to happen, especially against this Jaguars team. I just don't trust them. I don't trust Urban Meyer in the NFL. For me, I think it's a great bounce back spot. Got to take Atlanta -1. Hate to do it, though.
Ooh.
Okay. All right, next game we have AJ the Moderator's stinky game of the week. And we have the 2-8 New York Jets. They are +2.5 points, and they are traveling to Houston to take on the 2-8 Texans. Over-under for this game, 43.5 points.
And real quick, Zach Wilson was named the starter. I don't know if you guys got it, but they named Zach Wilson the starter as of a couple hours ago. They put Joe Flacco and Mike White, both of them on the COVID-19 list.
Ooh.
Yikes. I mean, that doesn't make me feel any better. If anything, I'm even more want to take the Texans, but I'm going to pass. I mean, this got to be the stinkiest game of the week. I think Tyrod Taylor's competent as a quarterback. He's a game manager. He can at least make this work at home. I just don't trust it. I'm going to go ahead and pass this game. I would probably lean the Texans. I'll just watch them. Actually, I won't watch from the sidelines.
Yeah, I'll tune in on the score when they drag it across the bottom of my TV screen. But I'm also going to pass it back I have written down two bad teams, back-to-back stinky games you just gave us. Thanks, AJ. All your fault. But, I'm going to pass, dude. Jets plus 2.5. I can see it going to 3 now that Zach Wilson's starting. Zach Wilson isn't very good. He just missed the last 4 games with knee, and I'm sure they're not super confident in him. So I think the only reason he's starting is because of the COVID situation with Joe Flacco and Mike White. So I'm going to pass. I hope nobody has to watch this game. It is really sad.
All right, we have 3 games at the 4 o'clock slot. Let's go ahead and kick off the first one. We have the 6-4 Los Angeles Chargers. They are -3. They are traveling to Denver to take on the 5-5 Broncos. Over-under for this game, 47 points.
All right. I am the biggest Broncos hater, apparently, according to the show. The last 4 games, the Chargers, all their games have been decided, 3 of them by 3 points. And on last, I think it was Sunday night, it was a 4-point game, but it was a backdoor cover, which benefited me in the end. And the Broncos are coming off a bye week, which is much needed after a big loss. And the Broncos are at home. I'm not sold on the Chargers. I think this is the first time this season that I'm going to take the Denver Broncos getting 3 points against this Chargers team. I think they got a good chance of getting a win in Mile High. And they're 5-5. Chargers are 6-4. They're right there. I can see them being tied for first at the is anyone ahead of them? D-say? Is that the race for the top of the division, or the Chiefs?
The Chiefs are there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so
Chiefs, definitely.
Yeah.
Chargers.
Raiders. So they're all right there.
Yeah, they're all right there.
Yeah, so I think the Broncos gets it done.
Yikes. Hate to see it. I mean, to me, the Chargers are the better team. The Broncos are coming off a bye. They're getting Noah Fant back. They got Jerry Jeudy back within the last couple games. I'm going to pass this game. I love the Chargers. I hate betting on them, because I feel like they're very underwhelming against the spread. They didn't cover last week. I did take their team total, which worked out well. I kind of lean towards that again. On the road, Mile High Stadium, I don't trust it. I'm going to pass this game. I will root for you on the sidelines, but I'll go ahead and pass.
Right on.
All right, so this is, if it's not the Bucks-Colts, this is probably the game of the week right here. We have the 7-3 Los Angeles Rams. And right now, it's currently just at a pick. You pick the winner, and they'll pay you out if you get it right. They're traveling to Green Bay to take on the 8-3 Packers. Over-under for this game is currently 48 points. What do you guys think for this one?
Should be an interesting game, honestly, but the Packers are banged up. We know they're going to be without Aaron Jones again. They're going to be without their left tackle and their backup left tackle that they had planned. So Jenkins went out. Their backup left tackle never came back. The Rams are off a bye. They're off of 2 straight losses. I feel like they're able to implement Odell Beckham into the lineup, have some time to get acclimated. I'm going to take the Rams as a pick, 2 units. I think they come out, get it done this week on the road versus the Packers, who the public and everyone is, of course, going to take. Give me the Rams, 2 units.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, I'm just going to end up passing it. I'm not a huge fan of the 4 o'clock America's Game of the Week games. Like you've seen that Chiefs-Cowboys game, it was just such a weird, I mean, the total was at 56.5. It was a 19-9 game, so super weird. I'm going to pass. I'm going to enjoy that one as a fan, and just watch it from the sidelines.
All right, so our next game, we have Nate's 5-5 Minnesota Vikings, and that hot seat just continues to get a little bit cooler each week, coming off of a big win last week. And they are looking to do that again. They're +3, traveling to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. Over-under for this game, 48.5 points. Tone, you have a teaser on this one already, but what do you guys think about this one?
I'm going to pass. It's so weird. I have a weird feeling the Vikings are going to end up losing by 10 points. 4 o'clock game. I know they look good when they played the Chargers not a couple weeks ago in Los Angeles, but I don't like this Vikings spot at all, coming off 2 straight wins. I'm a little too happy right now with the way they're playing, so I can expect a heavy letdown.
You're due for a letdown.
Yeah, so I'm just going to pass and watch this as a sad Vikings fan.
Yeah, very understandable. I mean, I got to take them as the second leg of my teaser. The 49ers are also off 2 wins. They cover the spread in both those wins. So I feel like there's, a little overvalue as far as both those teams go. For me, the Vikings have not covered the spread. If you tease them at all this year, like I said earlier, I'm going to keep riding that trend. It might end this week, but it's too hard not to take them. So I'll take the Colts plus 8.5 with the Vikings plus 9. Give me that for my team, my one teaser of the week.
All right. So let's go ahead and jump to the Sunday night football game. It's going to be the 6-5 Cleveland Browns. They're plus 3.5 points. They're coming off of a stinky win, if that's a thing, because it definitely was a stinky dub. They're traveling to Baltimore to take on the 7-3 Ravens. I haven't heard if Lamar is going to be back or not. You guys can tell me if you've heard anything. Over-under for this game is 46 points. What are you guys thinking?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be back.
Should be another stinker. I mean, last week the Ravens somehow won with a backup quarterback at Chicago. The Browns barely won versus the Lions with a backup quarterback at home. Too much uncertainty. Now Baker's getting into it with the fans. Just a lot going on. I would lean towards the Browns. I don't think the Ravens have any right laying 3.5 at home, especially because the Browns are getting a little more healthy. I'm going to pass this game. I'm going to definitely root for it from the sideline, but I'll pass.
Yeah, I think this is a great spot for the Browns to cover. A lot of people are down on them. I know they're on the road. It's the late night game. I think this is where Baker really succeeds. I'm sure Lamar will be back, but he won't be 100%. So I like this Browns team getting 3.5. Even if they don't win, I'm sure it'll be by like a game losing field goal, which they sure love to do.
But that makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm going to take those Browns getting 3.5.
Love it.
All right. Our last game, we have the Monday night football game. And, you know, usually you expect really exciting games Sunday night, Monday night. But we have a stinker Monday night. We have the 3-7 Seattle Seahawks. They're at plus 1.5 points. They are traveling to Washington to take on the 4-6 football team. Over-under for this game, 46 points. Do you have any interest in this game? Are you taking any plays?
Nope. I'm a fade another Monday night. I never know, especially with Washington. I said it last week, you never know what team you're going to get out of them. So I don't know what they're going to do. I'm sure when they made this Monday night game, they're expecting completely different teams at this point of the year. Russell Wilson does not look good. I'm sure we're seeing his last days in Seattle. So I'm going to pass. I'm probably not even going to watch it.
I also got to pass, honestly. We might just continue this streak. Who knows when we'll hop back on the Monday night train, but Right. Definitely not this week. We may or may not watch because we're going to be at bowling on Monday.
Oh,
but
that's very true.
It's a stinker. I'll go ahead and watch from the sidelines. If I had to lean, I'd probably lean Washington football team.
All right, so let's go ahead and recap this week's Thanksgiving Day special week 12 NFL picks. Nate, you're taking 9 plays, 1 teaser, 8 single bets for 9 units total. You got the Lions plus 3.5, Raiders Cowboys under 51, Saints plus 4.5. You're taking the Tampa Bay Indianapolis over 51. You have a teaser, Colts plus 8.5, Dolphins plus 8. You're rocking with the Titans plus 6.5, Giants plus 3, Broncos plus 3, and to round out your picks, you're taking the Browns plus 3.5. So a lot of underdogs. You're taking some points this week.
I love them. I love underdogs. It. I love underdogs.
All right. Tone, 6 plays, 1 teaser, 5 single bets, 7 units total. We have the Raiders plus 9, Bills minus 4.5. You're also taking a teaser, Colts plus 8.5, Vikings plus 9, Titans plus 6.5, Falcons minus 1, and to round out the week, Rams money line, 2 unit play. And luck it in. 1 play, 1 straight bet. 1 unit. Titans plus 6.5. And to round out our recap, we do have 1 head-to-head. On Thanksgiving, Nate is taking the Saints plus 4.5. Tone is taking the Bills minus 4.5. And that's our Week 12 Luck Changers recap.
Fantastic.
With that being said, we had a very unfulfilling DK last week. So we can jump into this week's DK. Now, were we doing just Thanksgiving Day?
I just have Thanksgiving Day.
DK? Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so for the DK that we're about to do, it's just going to include the 3 games for Thursday. Nothing less, nothing more. Someone had mentioned a DK themselves. As always, if you are interested in getting into our DKs, let us know.
All right, I'll take the honors. I'm going to go with the most expensive quarterback. I think he's got the best odds to get the most points out there. I see a lot of value in cheaper players. You'll kind of notice that in my lineup, but I'm going to go ahead with Josh Allen. He's 7,800.
I think most people will probably take him. I'm also taking Josh Allen. I really wanted to take Derek Carr. I kind of went against it just because the lineup didn't work as well. But I expect Josh Allen to bounce back. He's going against the Saints team. Again, they're good at running, but they're not the best at passing defense. They can definitely get some yards. Give me Josh Allen, 7.8K.
Cool, yeah. So with my running back, I went with another high-end guy. I took DeAndre Swift. So in that 1 o'clock slot, or 12:30, I'm sorry, I think he's got a good chance to carry this team to their first win. I'm sure he's going to get a lot of targets out of the backfield this week. I know they only had 3 catches for 0 yards last week, but if Jared Goff plays, I expect those numbers to be way higher. So at 7,300, I'm expecting DeAndre Swift to find himself in the end zone 2 times.
I guess we're going to look it in twice.
Let's just have the same team.
We might. Who knows? We'll see. I'll take DeAndre Swift. He's just a focal point of this Lions offense. I know they're not overwhelming or anything, but he gets a ton of looks, ton of targets, etc. Give me DeAndre Swift, 7.3K.
So with my second running back, with Zeke looking not like he might be playing, so I'm going to go ahead and take his backup in Tony Pollard. He's only 5,600. I think he's going to get a lot of touches this week, and he's going to be a big focal point to this offense. So at 5,600, I think that's a perfect value at running back.
I love that pick, honestly. With my second running back, I'm going to take David Montgomery. He's 6K. He's back from injury. He's just a main part of that offense. We know that Justin Fields is going to be down. Andy Dalton will be, you know, the starting quarterback. But I think David Montgomery is going to get a lot of looks. I'll definitely take him, 6,000.
Perfect. Yeah, so I went ahead with my first wide receiver, paired it with my quarterback. I'm sure we both took Stephon Diggs. He's gonna have a huge game Thursday night. A lot of people are gonna be watching that Thanksgiving night game, and at 7,900, I'll spend my money on him.
Of course, we both got Stephon, 7.9. He's actually not got double digit fantasy points in only one game this season. The last two games, he's averaging close to 26 points a game. It's hard not taking me. It's a little expensive, but give me Stephon, 7.9K.
Yeah, so I start to get a little cheaper here. I spent all my money already. But with my second receiver, I also paired it with Josh Allen. At 4,800, I took Emmanuel Sanders. So every time he throws the ball, I have a pretty good chance of scoring double the points this week. I think it's perfect for a 3-game set, pairing a quarterback with 2 wide receivers. So I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger on that and take Emmanuel Sanders at 4,800.
Very nice. With my second wide receiver, I had to take Mooney. Darnell Mooney. Allen Robinson's hurt. I know that Andy Dalton will be starting instead of Justin Fields, but Andy Dalton can get that ball down the field. I think he's going to get most of the targets. Last week alone, he had 16 targets. He's their number one wide receiver, clearly. Again, Allen Robinson's out. Give me Darnell Mooney. 5.7K.
That's a good pick. I love Darnell Mooney. But with my third wide receiver, I went very value here. I went with Cedric Wilson. He is the Cowboys. I believe he's their third or fourth wide receiver. But with CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper not being there, he's going to be the number two guy. And he's only 3,500. So I saw perfect value in that. And I'm going to take Cedric Wilson at 3,500.
Look in another one.
There he is.
Again, with CeeDee Lamb out, Amari Cooper, Cedric Wilson just the next man up. It's hard not to take him. It's 3.5K. That's why great minds think alike. Give me Cedric Wilson, 3.5K.
Yeah, I think he's going to have himself a 20-plus point game. So with my tight end, I spent a lot of money again. 6,400, I went with Darren Waller with Vegas. I mean, they're going to be playing that night against Dallas. I can imagine them, getting behind early and throwing the ball a lot more. So I could see Darren Waller getting a ton of points, ton of targets like always, finding himself in the end zone. So at 6,400, I'll take Darren Waller.
I love that pick. I almost had him. I had to switch it out, though. Okay. For my tight end, I had to pair someone with Josh Allen. Give me Dawson Knox. He's 4.4K. If you look at the first 5 weeks of the season, he had 5 touchdowns. He got hurt. He's back from injury. Last week, he had 10 targets. He still hasn't found the end zone. I know he's due for it. Give me Dawson Knox, 4.4K.
Okay, perfect. And with my flex, I went ahead with Amon-Ra St. Brown. He is the wide receiver for the Detroit Lions, in case you guys weren't aware. I believe he's their number three guy, their slot guy. He finds himself with a lot of targets when Jared Goff's in there, so I think he goes out and has a pretty decent game. He's only 4,200, and I think he fits perfect in my flex spot.
Very nice. With my flex, I'm going to take Marquez Callaway. He's 5K. There's not a lot going on in New Orleans as far as their wide receiver goes, but he's their number one guy. At 5K, I'll definitely take him. He should get enough targets to make it worthwhile. So Marquez Callaway.
All right, so I went ahead and got the Detroit Lions defense at 2,400 as my defense, only because I do think they have a good chance at winning this game. I'm not sold on Andy Dalton or any part of this Chicago Bears offense, so I'm going to take the Lions defense at 2,400.
You already know. I scraped that bottom of the barrel, per usual. The cheapest defense, the Lions, 2.4K. There's not going to be a lot of points scored in this game. There shouldn't be a lot going off Chicago's offense, so give me Lions 2.4.
Love it. Perfect. So that wraps up our Turkey Day DraftKings.
Very nice.
Best Should of luck to everyone out there.
It was definitely interesting trying to put together that lineup versus a whole slate.
Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be a good time. Keep everyone on their toes throughout the day, so I might put a couple lineups in myself.
I'm excited. I got a three-team teaser. I got Thanksgiving Day DraftKings. Should be a good time.
Oh, it's going to be a great... Well, unless the first game just kind of ruins everything, then the rest of the day
very possible. Then the chase is on.
Yep. Amen.
Well, before we wrap up the show, we do have a What Did He Say?
What did he say?
All right. Like I said, the score is currently LCP 5, DSay 7, so let's see if you guys can get a little bit closer. The question of the day, who was the last running back to lead the NFL in rushing who also led the nation during his college years? And real quick, I wanted to make a mention, the reason why we're asking this question is because Jonathan Taylor is set to do exactly that. He led the NCAA in rushing, and he is looking like he's going to lead the NFL in rushing. So that's how we got to this What Did He Say?
Perfect. So did you read the question already?
Yes. Who was the last running back to lead the NFL in rushing who also led the nation during his college years?
Perfect. So, I thought I had it. It's one of two people. It's either Christian McCaffrey or Derrick Henry. So if I say one, would you say the other?
My answer is Adrian Peterson.
Is it?
Okay. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but that's what I'm going with.
I'm going to go with Derrick Henry.
Okay. All right, so we got some interaction. We had James Jones saying Adrian Peterson.
Oh.
We have Corey Hammer, who was saying Derrick Henry.
Oh.
Gary said Sims. Not really sure on that one, but... all right, so you said Adrian Peterson. You said Derrick Henry. It is Derrick Henry, yes.
There it is.
Nice.
A little cheeky two versus one, but we'll take that. It's LCP 6, DSay 7. But
nice.
We also have a bonus question. So
I like
guys,
bonus.
You guys can actually tie it up tonight if you would like.
This counts.
So bonus.
Bonus.
Who is the only running back to have at least two rushing titles in the NFL and in college?
Oh. My guess is Eddie George.
Oof. My goodness. I'm going to sound foolish here, but I guess I'm going to go with, no, that doesn't make sense.
Darren McFadden, Reggie Bush.
Sure. I'll go Darren McFadden.
There's no time frame on this one either, by the way. I mean, it's
I got nothing.
Archie Griffin.
Honestly, I'm.
All right. So, I think Sims was regarding the bonus question because I did post that. And Corey also said Barry Sanders for the bonus question.
Oh, okay.
I said Ricky Williams.
Oh, nice.
I was close, but it wasn't the correct answer. It's it's the Juice, O.J. Simpson.
Oh,
man, I almost said that. But I was like, that sounds absolutely stupid.
Nice.
Yep. Very cool.
Okay.
Love to see that.
Yeah. Great pick. Okay.
Yeah. So
cool.
Thanks for participating. And
We're right back.
Yeah. 6-7. So we'll see if you guys can tie it up next week.
Very exciting stuff. Yeah, so we have ourselves a little break here. We won't be recording for another, I think, 8 days.
Much needed break.
Yeah, we just ended up recording 5 episodes in the last 8 days, so we're putting all that content out for you. We've had a few different guests on these last few days, and coming up shortly is a super important day for each and every one of us. December 3rd, in case you didn't know, that is our 1-year anniversary. It's the LCPD, the Luck Changers Podcast Day. So we're going to begin together that Saturday and maybe put together a nice little podcast for you. Maybe if you guys have any questions, anything about us, go ahead and shoot us a DM and we'll throw it on the show. If you guys want to join the show via voicemail or speakerphone, however you kids do it. But
if you join the show via voicemail, Godspeed.
That'd be wild.
Yeah.
I'm showing my age. But, yeah, so it's coming up. We've been at it for 1 year. It's crazy to see where we've gone, who we've talked to, and just how we've grown. So it's coming up. So, AJ, you got anything else?
Some really good interviews that just dropped. So if you haven't caught them already, go check it out. We had Trent from Book of Sports. We had our guys from 1899. All the minisodes prior to that, the games are over, but all the interviews were pretty fun. Have a happy Thanksgiving. It's good working with you guys, and looking forward to coming back next week.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving for sure. Hope you guys all have a good time with your families, your loved ones, your close ones. Just get together and be thankful.
Definitely. Happy Thanksgiving to all you guys. I'm thankful for all you guys. Appreciate everything we've done this year. We're lucky. We're blessed.
Amen. We Lock really are. Yep. Yeah, so with all that being said, go ahead, if you haven't yet, give us the 5-star rating, follow us on Spotify. You can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. I'm sorry, that's Luck Changers Podcast. And we're on Twitter at Luck Changers. And we are on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all at Luck Changers Podcast. And you can email us, luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. So, with all that being said, for your host, Nate, co-host, Tone, moderator, AJ, editor, DSA, we are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Adios.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Peace out.